I believe he's probably the best defensive player the game's ever seen. Now, Darnell Mee was an exceptional athlete, but in terms of Australians and the way that Damien approaches the game, I would probably give him the edge over Darnell. I thought Darnell was really special, but I've just always been impressed with Damo's work ethic and his approach to the game. He always gets the hardest assignments and he doesn't shirk that responsibility, and that's a great quality of a leader.
Andrew, how important has he been in carrying on the legacy that the guys from your era sort of set up?
Well, I think, one of the things that the Wildcats have been very good at is creating sustainable chemistry with their players. And, whilst there needs to be changes to rosters, keeping the core group is a very important part or factor of success in any club. And you only have to look at, the current world record. We are now equal to, I think it's the Boston Bruins, for that legacy of high performance towards the end of the season. And that doesn't happen by accident. So, in terms of the importance, it's incredibly important to have a leader like that, and certainly someone that brings the harder aspects of the game, the intangibles at the other end of the floor. People don't see the influence from a stat sheet. So that's where people underestimate the influence that Damien Martin has on games, because most of his influence is done at the other end of the floor. And that's, again, a very important part of the club's success over the last however many years he's been here.
What did you make of the way the Wildcats' season finished, the players?
I liken it to attending a gunfight with knives. Unfortunately, there was just not enough weapons on the floor to keep a scoring rate going defensively. I thought they did a reasonable job, but when you're talking about having to put points on the board in tough situations, I just felt like they were lacking some weapons there. And, one of the things that I had told people previously in leading into the playoffs is that Sean Redditch, who's a proven playoff performer, would have been licking his lips to be playing in that game. And, tragedy struck with his injury. So, that kind of guy in your back pocket would have made a difference in that series, I believe. Because he can manufacture points and is also, one of the guys that that the pressure of the event and the circumstances, he's relatively unaffected by that. And so that was disappointing. So whilst I thought the guys gave a tremendous account of themselves, it was always going to be a tough ask. And I thought they did a very admirable job.
So when this squad gets healthy again, do you see any need for personnel change? Do you think they have the cattle to go?
Look, I'm a pragmatist, and I would say there needs to be personnel changes. One thing, the Wildcats have never sat back and accepted anything less than the best. So they will go through a review process. They'll establish, where improvements can be made. There will be some hard questions asked about performance, in the pointy end of the season. And that should be done. That's what good teams and good clubs do. They self-analyse and they figure out how to get better. So without question, I would anticipate personnel changes, and I believe there should be.
Where in particular do they need to find a bit more offensive punch?
Well, clearly, I think, if you look at our roster and where the skill sets lie from that core group, I think, certainly another proven scorer that is, someone that's going to take some pressure off Jermaine, take some pressure off Sean, that needs to be there. I thought DeAndre had some really good games this year. And he's chasing his NBA dream, so he's an obvious replacement. But the type of player that they get needs to fit into that core group that currently exists. So it's a complementary skill set that we're looking for, but certainly someone that has, a proven track record, overseas of putting points on the board.